Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I hope you are all well. Welcome back to this lovely episode on the Silsila Madani Qaida. With good intentions and with effort, we will try to rectify our Quranic pronunciations, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we continue into today's lesson, please do make good intentions. As the founder of Dawood Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazan Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damburkatuhumul Aliyah, always emphasizes on this point that before you do anything good, make good intentions. Because remember, if a person does something good, and here, inshallah azza wa jal, we are striving and we are trying to read the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran correctly. Alright? So it is something good, something very good in fact. But if we don't make good intentions before doing something good, we don't get reward for that. So it's necessary. And as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So therefore make good intentions. Remember, the more good intentions a person makes, the more reward he is able to achieve, inshallah azza wa jal. So don't delay. Make as many good intentions today. In fact, right now, make the good intentions that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and to teach others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now to gain maximum rewards, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings in reciting Durood-e Paak, reciting Salawat and salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported with the reference of the famous book Al-Qawlul Badi' that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the summary of this hadith that the person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon me 50 times, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who doesn't want this opportunity? Therefore, please do recite an abundant amount of Durood-e Paak, at least a minimum of 313 times every day. If you can do this, inshallah ta'ala, we will be successful. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I hope your Madani Qaidas are out, or you can follow on screen as well. We have completed 12 lessons thus far. We are on page 27 currently. Page 27 has lesson number 13, which is the Tashdeed. What is the Tashdeed? A brief introduction to the symbol or the sign, and what is its ruling. Okay? And then there is a lesson on page 28, 29 and 30. We are going to try and complete this lesson today and keep lesson number 14 for the next episode, inshallah azza wa jal. So remember, when we are repeating the lesson, when we are revising, try to revise and repeat in a loud tone, with a loud voice. It will help us, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, Islamic sisters must be careful that غير محارين are not anywhere near that they can hear your voice. Okay, lesson number 13, Tashdeed. Now, you can follow the notes in your Madani Qaidas as well or on screen. When you see the W-shaped symbol, as you can see on screen or in your Madani Qaidas, this is called a Tashdeed. It looks like a W. In the English letter W, it looks like this. And a letter, Arabic letter, which carries a Tashdeed symbol, the sign, the symbol, is called a Mushaddad. It is very important to keep these terms in mind. Try to memorize them. They are not very difficult. From the beginning, the letters of... Remember something. Huruf means letters. Plural of harf. Harf is letter. Huruf is letters. So when we say, for example, Huruf Musta'aliya, or sometimes we say letters of Musta'aliya, it means the same thing. Huruf Musta'aliya means letters of Musta'aliya, or Musta'aliya letters. They all mean the same thing, but different ways of expressing it. So these rules, these laws, whatever we are learning, are very important for us in order to recite the Quran, the glorious Quran, correctly. So from the very beginning, page 1, lesson number 1, we had learned Huruf Musta'aliya, the 7 letters that must always be pronounced with a thick tone. We had learned about the letters of Qalqala, what is its ruling, the letters of Leen, the letters of Madda, Ikhfa, Izhar, the vertical harakat. So keep these things in mind, alright? And today, Tashdeed. So this symbol, when you see it on a letter, that letter is called Mushaddad. The letter which has a Tashdeed is called a Mushaddad. And we must pronounce that letter, that Mushaddad letter, twice. We must pronounce twice, right? First, by combining it with the mutaharrik letter which is before it, and then pronouncing it with its own haraka, with a slight pause. This example we had done in the previous episode when we had revised Surah Al-Fatiha. Walabbalin. Can you hear? Dhad has a tashdeed. The lam has a tashdeed. So we are pronouncing both dhad twice and lam twice as well. This comes with practice. Practice is necessary. Another very important point, if you have a look in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, Madani point number 3, that ghunna should always be done when pronouncing the noon mushaddad and meem mushaddad. Whenever there's a meem mushaddad or noon mushaddad, ghunna will take place. What is ghunna? Ghunna means the sound must emanate, must come from the nose. Ghunna is nasalization, which means a nasal sound or a sound from the nose, and the pulling or the elongation must be up to the duration and extent of one alif. Right? Now when the letters of Qalqala, do you remember the letters of Qalqala? Those 5 letters, Qutubu Jaddin, when we combine them in a monomic to make it easy for us, Qaf, Qa, Ba, Jeem, Dal, Qutubu Jaddin. We must memorize this. It's simple, it's easy. Maybe for some people it's difficult in the beginning. Anything new is normally a little difficult until we get used to it, we adjust to it. So memorize these few points, these rulings. It will help us, inshallah, azza wa jal. So the letters of Qalqala, when they are mushaddad, when they have a shad, that W symbol above them, they must be pronounced with stress. Now we know that when any of the Qalqala letters has a jazm, a sakin on top of it, then with the previous haraka, whether it's a fatha, dhamma or kasra, it will be pronounced with a slight bouncing or echoing sound. However, when the same letter of Qalqala has a shad, a tashdeed above it, that echoing sound will be much more intense. That bouncing will be with more stress, the bouncing sound, the echoing sound. Right? Another very important point so that we don't get confused. What is mutaharrik? Mutaharrik means that letter which has a haraka. Take for example, ba. The letter ba, if it has a fatha or dhamma above it, or if it has a kasra below it. These are the harakat, fatha, dhamma, kasra, right? So a letter which has a haraka is called a mutaharrik. So the first letter, if the first letter is mutaharrik, and the second is sakin or jazm, and the third is mushaddad. Are you following? I'll show you the example in a minute or so. So the first letter is mutaharrik, the second is a sakin, the third is mushaddad. Then in most cases, but not always, the sakin letter is not pronounced. And the mutaharrik letter is pronounced by joining it with the mushaddad letter. Now you can see the example in your Madini Qaidas on screen. How do we pronounce that? That is also written there. We can see عبدتم. Look at the ta. Okay, look at the ba. Ayn fatha, ba fatha. So ba is mutaharrik because it has the fatha, the haraka. What comes after it? After the ba, here the ba is the first letter. Fatha, haraka. Dal is sakin, it has a jazm. And ta is mushaddad. So that sakin, the jazm on the dal, that will not be pronounced. This letter will become silent. It will not be pronounced in most cases. Alright? And we'll pronounce directly the ba to the ta. Abadtum. We won't say abadtum. No. In most cases, that sakin letter will become silent, and we'll say, as in this case, abadtum. It's written like this. Ain ba dal ta meem. But the dal will remain silent. We will not pronounce it, alright? Now, another point, Madani point on page 28 is that when we are practicing the tashdeed in this lesson, then we must differentiate the qareeb as-sawt always. Differentiate the qareeb as-sawt, which means those letters which sound somewhat similar, they must be differentiated, right? Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us get into today's lesson. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you have enough training and tarbiyah regarding spelling the letters with their symbols. So we are not going to spell them out. However, it is a Madani request for you in your free time and spare time. Do take out those 12 minutes or 5 minutes and revise the lessons, whether individually on your own or with others, and spell them out. It will be better for you. In the beginning, if you do it like this, it will be much easier for you in order to learn the correct pronunciations. At a later stage, once you learn the correct pronunciations, you won't have to do it. But for now, since we are learning, in the process of learning, therefore, in your own time, do spell them out. I'll give you the example. The first example, if we look at the first block on your screen as well. Hamza, ta, fatha, at, ta, fatha, ta, at, ta, at, ta. Very simple. First, we are going to take, for example, here, the Hamza, ta, fatha, at, and then ta, fatha, ta. So, at, ta, there's a slight pause in between, but we are pronouncing the ta two times because of the tashdeed, that W symbol which is above it. At, ta. So, in your own time, do revise in this manner. You'll have to revise like this until you get the pronunciation correct. Once you get the pronunciation correct, there won't be any need to spell the letters with their symbols and break it down. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتى إتى أتى أتى إتى أتى أطى إطى أطى. Now here you can see qareeb as-sawt as well. Ta and ta, they are qareeb as-sawt. They sound similar, but they are different. Ta has a more flat sound. Ta has a full mouth, a sound which is made with the full mouth, a thick tone. Do you know why? Because it is part of the musta'aliya letters. At-ta, it-ta, ut. أز إز أز أز إز أز أز إز أز أز إز أز الله 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 الله. All right, these three letters in particular, أز إز أز, this زا has a flat sound, a thin sound. The next letter ذال has a more of a harder sound. Azza, izza, uzza. Always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. And then the next letter, the dha, is pronounced with a full mouth because this is part of the huruf musta'aliya. Azza, izza, uzza. Assa, issa, أثى أثى إثى أثى أثى إثى أثى أثى إثى أثى أصى إصى أصى أصى إصى أصى. All right, here as well, these three letters you can see they are qareeb as-sawt. The tha has a more flat sound, the seen has a hard sound, and the sawd has a more thicker tone because it's part of the huruf musta'aliya. So be very careful for this and always keep the makhraj of the letter in mind. So one is asa, Issa, Utha. Be careful not to jerk the sound as well, or not to stretch the sound of the letter too much. For example, Assa, Issa, Utha. This tension or stressing of the letter must not be there, right? In a very normal manner, Assa, Issa, Utha. And then Sawd is pronounced with a full mouth, Assa, إصى أصى. Alright, أدى إدى أدى أدى إدى أدى أضى إضى أضى أضى إضى أضى. Alright, here Dal has a hard sound, but because it's part of the huruf qalqala, those five qalqala letters, therefore, as you mentioned, the rule, when the letter is a qalqala letter and it has a tashdeed, then these letters, these five qalqala letters which have tashdeed upon them, they must be pronounced with stress. So we're not just saying adda, adda. So that bouncing or echoing sound must be a little bit extra because of the shadd on the qalqala letter. The next letter, dhad. Dhad is pronounced with a full mouth because it is part of the huruf musta'aliya. But we are not putting too much emphasis because it's not part of the huruf qalqala. Adda, idda, udda, adda, idda, udda, akka, ikka, ukka, akka, ikka, ukka, أقا إقا أقا أقا إقا أقا. Okay, here as well. Kaf, we are pronouncing with a thinner sound, a flatter sound, and Qaf, we are pronouncing with more stress because this is a qalqala letter and it has a tashdeed. And also with full mouth we are pronouncing it because it's part of the huruf musta'aliya. Akka, ikka, ukka, akka, ikka, ukka, ahha, ihha, uhha, ahha, ihha, uhha. أحّ إحّ أحّ أحّ إحّ أحّ. Again, please keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Here, ha and ha, they must be pronounced differently. Don't jerk the sound when we are pronouncing أحّ إحّ in the normal manner. Iha, uha, right? Upra, ipra, upra, upra, ipra, upra. Okay, here as well we can see qaribu sawt, which means the first letter is a hamza and the second is an ayn. So hamza has a thin sound, a flat sound. Ayn, a lot of stress is placed there. The makharij of both are different as well. If you turn to the inner page of the front cover, you will be able to see that the hamza is pronounced from the bottom of the throat and the ayn is pronounced from the middle of the throat. So the origin of the sound is different. Therefore, we must be careful in this regard. A'pa, i'pa, u'pa, akho, ikha, ukha. The letter kha is also part of the huruf musta'aliya and therefore we are pronouncing it with a full mouth. Remember that scraping sound must be there as well. Akha, ikha, ukha. Abba, ibba, ubba. Alright, ba is part of the huruf qalqala. And as we already mentioned, any of the qalqala letters which have a tashdeed upon them, they must be pronounced with stress. Abba, ibba, ubba. Amma, imma, umma. Meen is pronounced from the dry part of the lips, as opposed to ba. Ba is pronounced on the wet part of the lips. Amma, imma, umma. Alright, one of the Madani points that we had mentioned, that gunna must always be made when pronouncing the noon mushaddad and the meem mushaddad. Now in this case you can see there is meem mushaddad and gunna means we must pull or stretch the sound up to the extent to duration of one alif. So therefore we will say amma, imma, umma, amma, imma, umma, awwa, iwwa, uwa, awwa, iwwa, uwa, affa, iffa, uffa. Again, keep the pronunciations or the makhalij of these letters in mind. Don't stretch the sound of the fa and say affa, iffa, uffa. That will be wrong. Say it in the ma'roof or the normal manner. Affa, iffa, uffa. Alla, illa, ulla. Alla, illa, ulla. Anna, inna, unna. Can you tell me why we are pulling here? Because this is a noon mushaddad, and as we just said, meem mushaddad and noon mushaddad, ghunna must take place. Anna, inna, unna, arra, irra, urra. Remember, ra, when it has a fatha or a dhamma, it must be pronounced with a full mouth, but be careful not to stretch the sound of the ra too much and say arra, irra, urra. You see, too much of stress is being placed, and therefore that's incorrect. Arra, irra, urra. Ajja, idja, ujja. Do you know why we are placing a little bit more emphasis here? That's correct. This is part of the jeem, is part of the qalqala letters. Ajja, idja, ujja. Asha, isha, usha. Again, do not stretch the sound of this letter, and therefore that will be incorrect. Don't say asha, that's not right. Asha, isha, usha. Ayya, iya, uya. Ayya, iya, uya. Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbihi. Can you see these three? Ra in all three cases has a fatha, and therefore we are saying Rab, not Rab. Rab is incorrect, but with a full mouth, Rab. The first, now here, Ba is part of the huruf qalqala, and therefore we must place more emphasis, more stress on this as well. Rabbi, 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 Rabbihi, 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 Inna, 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 Inni, Inni. There is Noon Mushaddad, and therefore we are doing Ghunna. In the first case, Noon is alone, and therefore we are not pulling the sound of the Noon. In the second case, an Alif is joined to the Noon, and therefore we are pulling Inna. With Ghunna, we are pulling the second Noon as well. Inna. And in the third case, we can see the Ya Sakin which has the kasra before it, and therefore this is ya madda, and we are first doing ghunna and then we are pulling the ya up to an alif as well. Inni minna minni thumma thumma walamma. Remember, meem mushaddad must be pronounced with ghunna. Walamma habbaba habbaba. Okay, here we're putting emphasis on the first ba because this is a letter of qalqala plus it has a tashdeed. Habbaba ahabba ahabba. Wattini wattini. Why are we pulling teeni? Because ya sakin has a kasra before it, therefore this is ya madda, and we must pull up to the extent or duration of one alif. Wattini bittaqwa bittaqwa. Athaqibu athaqibu. Also be careful and watch the letters, how they are changing their forms, their shapes, when other letters are joined to it before or after, so that you can recognize which letter looks is changed into which shape, and therefore you can correctly pronounce that letter, inshallah azza wa jal. Sajjajan sajjajan. Again, jim is part of the qalqala letters, and plus it has a tashdeed, so little extra emphasis must be placed here. Sajjajan. Fil hajji fil hajji. Again, we are emphasizing on the jim because it is a qalqala letter which has a tashdeed. Fil hajji. Shuhha shuhha. Musakhkharatin musakhkharatin. Kha is a musta'aniya letter, so it must be pronounced with a full mouth, a thick tone. Ra has a fatha above it, therefore this as well we are pronouncing with a full mouth. Do not say musakharatin. Some people may say this is incorrect, but both these letters must be pronounced with a full mouth. Musakharatin. Saddaqa saddaqa saddaqa. Emphasis must be placed on the dal because it is a qalqala letter which has a tashdeed. Sad and qaf must be pronounced with a full mouth because these are huruf musta'aliya. Saddaqa tasadda tasadda. Ad-darajati ad-darajati. Min ad-dam'i من الدمع والذاكرين والذاكرين. Again, keep the letters, the makhraj of each letter in mind. Here we are pulling reena. Do you know why? Because the ya sakin has a kasra before it, and therefore this ya is ya madda, and we will pull up to the extent and duration of one alif. Wadhakirina. Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have completed pages 28 and 29 of lesson number 13, which is Tashdeed. And thus far, you have seen how the letters, their forms, their shapes change. What is the ruling of the Tashdeed? And this we can truly perfect if we are going to revise. Time and time again, we have to remind, because reminders are beneficial for the believers. And inshallah azza wa jal, if you are going to refresh your memory, if you are going to revise and repeat these lessons alone or with family or friends, it will be very beneficial for you. Over and above this, we invite you to please associate yourselves with the beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami, which is an international, non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, which is propagating Islam globally, across the globe, with hundreds of thousands of people who are living reckless lives, lives which were contrary to Islamic teachings, contrary to achieving the rizā and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have now changed. You have this chance as well. Join the Madani activities of Dawood Islami and see the benefits in your life, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Do join us on our next episode of the silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an.